Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back is 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's great to be with you. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. And I promised you that Melanie Sablehouse would be with us today, and I think she still will be. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty making the connection, so just bear with us on that. But I want to—it'll actually give me a little bit of time to tell you about what's coming up in the day straight ahead. I'd like for you to know about this. Let me tell you about what's going to be happening all next week. On Monday, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Kiplinger offices. Those of you who have been listening to my show for a while know that this is the 80th anniversary. This year is the 80th anniversary of the Kiplinger Letter. Mr. Willard Kiplinger founded the Kiplinger Letter back in 1923. And in September, I think it was September 29th, I think maybe was the date. But it was just a little one-sheet, two-page letter that came out, and it's, the rest is history. You know about the Kiplinger folks and all the different information that they provide. Well, we're going to be celebrating their anniversary as I broadcast from their offices on Monday. Joan Pride will be with us. As you know, Joan does the weekly show with me every week, talking about the most recent Kiplinger letter. But then, after her, we're going to be visiting with the grandson of Willard Kiplinger, Mr. Knight Kiplinger, who's many of you have met on the show before. And we're going to be talking about, by the way, Knight is running the shop now, and he's the editor-in-chief, and he's going to be talking to us about the history of their company and where they're going from now on. And it's a small business. The Kiplinger organization is a privately held family business. It's just like yours and mine. A little bigger than maybe some of ours, but not that much bigger. And then we're going to be visiting. I'm very excited about having Austin Kiplinger back on the show. Austin is the son of the founder, but he's 85 years old this next week. And this will be my third year to celebrate his birthday with him. I celebrated his 80th with him, and then last year his 84th, and now his 85th birthday. This guy is a witness to a century. He's ramrod straight. Looks like he could step right out of a GQ magazine. Just as dapper as he can be, one of the most interesting individuals that I've ever met. You're really going to love hearing him. If you've not heard him on the show before, you're really going to be excited. And I promise you, when you hear him on the radio on Monday, you will not believe. You'll think he's 39 years old. That's the way he comes across. It's just incredible. So I'm looking forward to that. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to be over at the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. As you know, every year when I make my pilgrimage to Washington for Small Business Week, I throw in a visit with the NFIB, and we're going to be over there talking with some of their key people who work on behalf of your interests in small business on Capitol Hill, as well as with the administration, as well as with all the states around the country. They work in the state houses, helping to form and mold public policy issues states around the country on behalf of small business. And then we'll also be visiting with Jack Ferris, who's the president of that organization. Jack's an old friend as well. You've heard him on the show many times before. So we'll get Jack on the show. And then another venue that we broadcast at during Small Business Week is the Association for Competitive Technology. Jonathan Zook and Steve Del Bianco's organization, they have their annual member fly-in during Small Business Week. And I'm going to be broadcasting on Wednesday from their venue and introducing you to some small business technology companies. You're going to be talking with four or five owners of small businesses who just happen to be technology companies, either hardware or software companies. These are people who do just everything that you do, all the things that you have to deal with, all the worries, all the great things that happen to you and me. Happen to them, only they do it with technology. So I'm looking forward to that event. I think this is our fourth year to do that with them. But then our sixth year, this is going to be our sixth year to broadcast at the with the SBA. And on Thursday, I'm going to be at the SBA event, and I'm going to be that's going to be prior to the Women's Business Breakfast. It's going to be Thursday, which I'm an honorary co-chair of, and we're going to be broadcasting there with Wilma Goldstein and a bunch of other folks who are going to be joining us to talk to us about the SBA and what's going on that week. That'll be on Thursday. And then on Friday, I'm going to be broadcasting from the SBA, introducing you to the top four small business winners of the year. This is the sixth year in a row I've done this. We'll have a special guest at the end of that show. I'm looking forward to letting you know about it a little bit later on. It's a very exciting week coming up, and I've got a couple more things when we come back. I've got a couple more things I want to tell you about that I'm going to be doing in Washington on your behalf. 20 Till, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. I believe we're going to be getting Melanie Sablehouse, Deputy Administrator of the SBA, on in just a little bit. But as we wait on her to get here, I want to tell you about some more things that are going to be going on in Washington, D.C. that I'm pretty excited about. Many of you will remember that last year, whenever I was there for Small Business Week, and by the way, it was in May of 2002 last time. They moved it over to September because the SBA is recognizing, or they're celebrating, I should say, their 50th anniversary. This is the 50th anniversary. President Dwight Eisenhower created the SBA in 1953. So this is their 50th anniversary. I'm excited about what we're going to be doing up there. It's a big week. It's a huge week for the SBA and for small business. And what's going to happen is, in addition to the five different locations I'm going to be broadcasting from, I'm also going to be moderating the e-business panel. There are lots of things going on at the SBA those 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, let me give you the website to go and find out about some of these things. Go to sba.gov/50. And what that'll do is that'll take you to the site where all the anniversary celebration events are taking place. You'll see who the different programs that are there. And the reason I want you to go to this site and want you to know about it is not so much because I think if you're in Spokane, Washington, you're going to go there next week. I hope you can. But if you can't, and you can still sign up, by the way. They'll take your sign up there, and you can go to some of the events if you want to. But many of the events, like the e-business event I was telling you about, many of them are going to be recorded. They're going to be streamed over the Internet. They're going to videotape them and then put them up on the Internet. So you can go back to the SBA's website and find out more about that and to check out some of these panels. Like the e-business panel that I'm going to be moderating again now for the second year. And this is where we get about four different individuals up there. There's going to be somebody from Microsoft. There's going to be somebody from the SBA. There's going to be Jordan Glazier, you've met here on this show before, is going to be there with eBay. And so we're going to have some key people in the e-business arena, the e-business part of the marketplace, to talk to the attendees of that group, of that workshop, about e-business. But you'll be able to go later at a later date and see that same panel simulcast. I shouldn't say simulcast. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be streamed later, I should say, on the SBA's website. So you can check that out when you get a chance. Also, on Friday, I'm going to be emceeing the luncheon. They'll be having another lunch. They start off with a lunch on Wednesday, and it seems like we just eat all 3 days, but we actually get some work done. But I will be emceeing the luncheon on that Friday, and I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to have a lot of fun. Let me introduce you to somebody who's going to be emceeing a really big event on Thursday. She's the Deputy Administrator of the SBA, Melanie Sablehouse. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
I'm sorry about the technical difficulty, but better. We're glad you're here. It's always a pleasure. I've been telling them what an incredible force you are for small business. And on behalf of my audience, Melanie, I want to thank you for all you do for small business.
I want to thank you, and I want to thank them because they're the engine that fuels this economy, and we are having a fabulous celebration, as you know. And the highlight, the biggest event, is going to be Thursday morning, and we've got 3,000 women and men, Jim,
yes,
that will be celebrating women in business. And the leading force, as you know, women are starting businesses at twice the rate, and leading the way, hopefully, to this economic recovery. But it's going to be a great day. Carly Fiorina will be there, the chairman of Hewlett-Packard, and a cavalcade of entrepreneurs from around the United States. And you're right?
Yes, I'm going to be there. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be standing tall. In fact, I'll just be getting off of my broadcast, and I'll have to walk straight from the broadcast over to the breakfast. But now you're going to be emceeing that event, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm emceeing the event, and we are really gearing up for this because we had to close the doors at 3,000.
I know.
It's really because of the entrepreneurial spirit in America, and we've got a very special guest coming, which we're about to announce.
Yes.
But it really focuses and puts the highlight on small business, and that's where it should be, Jim.
I want to congratulate you, though, on the 50th anniversary. I know that you were probably. Just being born when they had their 25th anniversary, but I want to congratulate you on the SBA's 50th anniversary, and you guys have done a lot of great things for small business owners.
Oh, thank you. I mean, 50 great years, and you know, when you look back to Dwight D. Eisenhower's great vision of...
What vision?
What a vision. And here we are today, you know, celebrating, and this really launches a year-long event. We're coming out into 11 different regions in the United States, talking to small business people, bringing cabinet members. We want to know what small business people want to know, and then we want to report back to the president. So it just begins the event. But I want you to know something also, that, you know, Hector Barreto, our administrator, who is the advocate for small business, his vision for this event is that we can not only, you know, present and have a cavalcade of wonderful speakers and educational sessions, and we're having a business, a huge town hall business roundtable with IBM and Steve Friedman, but we want to listen. So it's very important that we know what's on your mind, and at the same token, we need to make sure that small business people know what's available to them through all the different resources at the SBA. It's critical. And our mantra, Jim, is I got my start with the SBA.
There you go.
Nike.
Well, exactly, and I'm a teeny tiny example of that. The SBA helped me out before. Tim Till, folks, I told you we'd have fun when Melanie joined us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with the Deputy Administrator of the Small Business Administration, Melanie Sablehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say this before. She's more than a Deputy Administrator. She's a force of nature. She is an incredible bundle of energy and just a lot of fun to know. And Melanie, there are so many things that are happening next week during Small Business Week. I keep calling it Small Business Week because that's what I think of it, but it's actually National Entrepreneurial Conference and Expo is the official name. And the folks, I want to remind you of the website I gave you earlier in the hour. It's sba.gov/50, and you can find out an awful lot about what's going on there, including the opportunity to still get into some of the events. So check those out. Melanie, you guys, there's so many educational things going on next week.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about e-business, about how to market your business, how to find the money, show me the money. What about venture capital? All the things small business people need to know. And as Hector Barreto and I, the administrator, always say, small business people know what you don't know. And get out there and get the answers. And we want to be able to open the doors and provide those answers. And this is an excellent forum for that, believe me. I mean, Jim, you're going to be on one of the panels. You're leading it, correct?
Yes, on the e-business panel, yes.
And e-business. So we've got to look at all the different ways that we can get more business. And the critical thing about this is not only the networking, but being able to get new information so you can incorporate it in your business and launch a new idea. If you leave this with one new idea that can help make you successful, then it's certainly worth it.
Another thing that's exciting I know you've been working on is the coinciding or the matchmaking event there that week.
This is, I think, an extraordinary event. You know, the history to it, the We started it last year and tried it at the National Small Business Week, mm-hmm. and we had 1,000 appointments, not meet and greet and grip and grin, but 1,000 appointments where we had small business people sitting in front of government contractors and private sector and doing business. And so what we've done now, we've had to close it, unfortunately, Jeff, because we're maxed out. We'll have 3,000 appointments, 84 government contractors and private sector sitting down for 15-minute sales calls. And we did a match. Hewlett-Packard is our partner. And what a great private sector-public sector partnership. Their focus is small business, obviously, is ours. And so we took the show on the road last year, and we're going again this year. So we've only just begun. If you've missed out on this one, stay tuned and go to our website, sba.gov, for business matchmaking, and there will be more of them.
Well, and you know, as you may know, the administrator invited me to broadcast from the one that you had in Birmingham, Alabama, and I went down and did that. So my audience is very, very familiar with the SBA, the business matchmaking. But what I found interesting was the people who I met there. In fact, one or two was on my show who had actually either been to another one before and they came to this one because they enjoyed it so much, they got so much out of it, or they came to this one, they traveled to this one to get some experience to do a better job in the next one.
We'll have at least 20 different states, if not more, representatives flying in for this event. You know why? It cuts the red tape out of it. What one of Joe Lopez in Cleveland told us, it, on a scale of 1 to 10, this was a 15, the business matchmaking, because it would have taken him over a year to gain that relationship.
Right.
And he did it. In 2 weeks, he closed the business and got a $300,000 fencing contract.
Wow. Now,
so
folks,
it's a big pot of money.
That's, you know, everybody doesn't get one of those, but there are more than just one of those stories. There are a lot of those kinds of stories.
Oh.
So I really encourage you to find out more about the business matchmaking events, which you can find out about at the SBA.gov website, and find out where there's one near you. And if it's not really near you, it's going to be worth the trip.
You've got it.
And one of the things, one of the things I learned from those guys was that you can't just, this is not a beauty contest. You got to have your stuff together when you show up for these guys. And that's one of the reasons why they were going to more than one, so they could find out about where their weak links were in their presentation, and so they could improve it for the next one.
You're absolutely right. And we're asking you to come prepared. We're asking the contractors, our government contractors, to come prepared to know exactly what contracts they have to let, so that they say, yes, here they are. Here's all 40 of them. Now, what do you have to sell? Whether it's decals, whether it's a stealth fighter, whether it's fencing, whether it's dog food. Homeland Security is huge. IT. You know, don't think that your product may not match. You'll know that when you go online, because you'll put your NAICS code in, you'll put your profile in,
right.
And then we'll match you with what they're buying.
Right. Absolutely. Melanie, we got to wrap it up, but it's always too short when you're here, but it's a lot of fun to know you. It's exciting what you guys are doing at the SBA, and on behalf of my audience, congratulations on the 50th anniversary.
Thank you, and congratulations to small business, and I look forward to celebrating the American dream next week with all of you.
We'll have fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. See you, Melanie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Melanie Sablehouse, ladies and gentlemen, the Deputy Administrator of the United States Small Business Administration. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I will see you in Washington, D.C. in our next broadcast. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.